All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, last week saw a federal judge, one Amos Mazant, grant an injunction that has allowed Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott to play this season. Now, of course, National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell was attempting to suspend Elliott for 6 games, and it appeared that he was going to miss the first 6 games of the season for the Cowboys. However, Mazant's injunction is allowing Elliott to play while the legal process takes its course. And in that aspect, it's a situation where the NFL and Goodell are appealing that decision. But I'll tell you like this, either way, this is another blow for Roger Goodell and his time as the NFL commissioner. You go back to Spygate, Deflategate, Bountygate, and now the Ezekiel Elliott suspension, where Goodell has attempted to drop the hammer on players with suspensions. The union has appealed it. They've taken it to federal court. And at the end of the day, you know, it really makes Roger Goodell look bad, because this guy is, you know, he's gone out there and he's attempted to act as judge, jury, and executioner in matters in regards to the players. A lot of times these guys fight it, they take it to federal court, and they win. And it's a situation, I mean, Goodell has already earned a reputation as far as having inconsistencies with his suspensions. We've seen that. And every time that he attempts to drop the hammer, it typically blows up in his face. Now it's a situation, you know, we saw the whole Deflategate thing with the New England Patriots, and he fell out of favor with Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who is one of the more powerful owners in the NFL. Now, in attempting to suspend Elliott, he has fallen out of favor with Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. So, I mean, if you're Roger Goodell, those are two powerful voices in the room of owners that you've now lost. I don't think his job is in jeopardy, because Roger Goodell's main thing is to make money for the owners and take a lot of the stress off of them, which is exactly what he's done. But, I mean, you're talking about a guy that is overseeing a league right now where a lot of fans are frustrated with him and the situation and how quarterback Colin Kaepernick has been dealt with. And, of course, he still does not have a job right now. And at the same time, you know, the NFL tends to, they're very reactionary. I mean, you've seen throughout the past few years, you know, how they feel about domestic violence. I mean, they really don't care about it until it reaches the public. And then all of a sudden, we need to do something about it. And I mean, you look at this Ezekiel Elliott thing. The bottom line is there was a victim out there. And I'm sure that there are people out there that are going to be cheering and singing Ezekiel Elliott's praises every time that he scores a touchdown. And of course, he had a big impact for the Dallas Cowboys in their victory last night over the New York Giants. But the bottom line is the NFL needs consistency, and they have to lay it out plain and simple to guys when they come into the league, what is expected and what can't be done. But at the same time, when you suspend these guys or when you try to bring down the punishment, you got to stick with it. And I think it has to be a joint process, you know, from the NFLPA. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand and I respect that it is their job to, you know, represent and fight for the rights of their players. But at the same time, I mean, there are certain things where, you know what, you just have to accept it. And I mean, this is a situation right here where, you know, Ezekiel Elliott getting the injunction, it doesn't look good for anybody. And I mean, I know some people out there are going to agree with me, and I know that there are some people that are going to disagree with me. I mean, it is what it is. But the bottom line, like I said before, there is a victim out there in all of this, and that is uncalled for. Now, who knows how long this process is going to take? I'm sure Elliott is going to go out there as long as he is on the field and have a big-time impact for the Dallas Cowboys this season as they look to get back to the postseason. But for Roger Goodell, what can you do now? I mean, every single time that you've attempted to do something, as far as suspensions go with players, it's blown up in your face. You tried to suspend Tom Brady for the first four games of 2015. He fought it and played the entire year. You came back and took it to a different court and won your appeal, and Brady sat out the first four games last year. But then you made a motivated New England Patriots team more motivated, and they won the Super Bowl championship, and then, of course, you had to hand them the trophy. So, I mean, I really don't know. I mean, it's a tough job. Not a lot of people can go out there and do what Roger Goodell does, because it takes a tough mindset to channel out all of the criticism. And I'm sure he has to be frustrated throughout this entire process, because he continues to come down and suspend these guys. But, you know, they find the federal courts that will definitely rule in the favor of the union. So it's going to be wait and see what happens with Elliott. I think at some point he will get suspended, because I think the NFL is going to attempt to throw their weight around a little bit more. But in the meantime, this is definitely a bad look for both Roger Goodell and the National Football League. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 2 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.